The Low Pay Commission will recommend future rises that achieve the government's objective of reaching 50%.
For Westminster, George Osborne's Budget Day surprise was a moment of noisy, high drama. Not so much for the rest of London. Just 14% of workers in the high-paying capital are set to be affected by the £9-an-hour minimum wage promised there by the Chancellor. A 3.5-hour coach trip away in Sheffield, though, and 28% will get a rise, according to these figures. And for some businesses, that won't be easy.
I believe long-term we will probably have to lay people off unless we can put up prices with schools and colleges.
Paul Harrison runs a coach firm here.
And in real terms, all you're doing is you've got to pass the cost on to somebody, and it's going back to the authority, which is back to the government, which then begins a vicious circle again.
The people that are on the minimum wage, you know, theirs will go up, but you've got to put the other people's up as well, because, you know, the drivers that have taken all these tests and paid all this money, you've got to give them an increase as well. So it's going to be cost all the way, and it's really tight as it is.
Judy Ragg there, in charge of the company's payroll. The Resolution Foundation warns that other employers might try to cope by not putting up the wages of better-trained staff, flattening pay across firms, perhaps across whole towns, with the bare legal minimum becoming a new standard. But the policy feels pretty different if you work outside the manager's office.
Well, it's got to be a good idea, hasn't it? It's got to be. I mean, the cost of living will have gone up, everything will have gone up, so why not wages?
Be a big difference to me, because be able to save up money, be able to pass my driving test, be able to move out.
Well, yeah, it's more than what people are getting paid, but if people are willing to come out and do work, you know, instead of too many benefits about, they'd be all right, wouldn't they?
And benefits come up a lot in conversation here when you ask about higher wages. Have a listen to Adam, in charge of operations at the firm.
I think my drivers that I use would probably all want to work less hours to keep in with their benefits that they claim and so on.
So you think the drivers, if they were offered higher pay, would just work less hours because otherwise they'd lose their benefits?
Yeah, really.
That wasn't the plan at the Treasury, which thinks the 60,000 jobs the Office for Budget Responsibility says the higher wage will cost will be offset by a million new ones. Back in the boss's office here, though, there's an invitation for the politicians who set these rules down there in Westminster.
And I do think that they ought to come up and either sit and talk to business representatives, not people in a council meeting, not people on a five-course lunch sat there smiling and shaking each other's hands, but come into the workplace, see how the people do operate.
You sound like a man who quite like a chat with George Osborne.
I certainly would. Put me in a room for an hour with him.